StormLakeRadio.com and Mix 101.7. Ryan Thompson joined at this time by East Sac County volleyball coach Dave Waggy as we're doing this on Thursday, Dave, and coming off last night, a 3A region opening round victory on your home floor against OABCIG. You won the first two sets, dropped a tightly contested third game, and then dominated the fourth. How would you break it down?
Well, I break it down that we knew that OABCIG was going to be tough. We knew that they had some good hitters, and they played real good defense, so we knew we'd have to really step it up. And it was kind of like a 1-1, 2-2, 3-3. We just couldn't shake them. The first couple of games, we squeaked out a win and just couldn't pull out the third one. They just kept on us.
Well, you guys have some good hitters yourselves, led by Hannah Schmidt with 26 kills, one of four players with double-digit kills on the night. Always bodes well.
Yeah, that was nice. Hannah, that's her historical high, I might say. Her best ever was 26 kills. We were pretty pleased with that. I think what made the difference last night is usually we have a couple of our hitters are on and a couple aren't quite on so well, but we were all running on all four cylinders, I might say, last night. Hannah had 26 kills, and I believe Kaylee had 13, and Bailey had, I think, 11, and Brianna had 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped out a lot.
Yeah, Hannah's been on all season as she had 7 blocks for you. Talk about the season she's had. I'm not sure at this time if she's decided to continue with volleyball after high school, but if so, some college would be very happy to have her.
Yeah, several of them could pick her up. She could play for college. I think she sent about 161 kills overall, in the conference. And I know her conference kill efficiency is .475, which is kind of like a batting average. So like 475 out of 100, out of 1,000, she'd get a kill. But she'd been doing real well with that. Last night, she was just on fire. Every time she touched the ball, it went down someplace. She can hit to the left, hit to the right, and not even give it away until she actually hits. She can even kind of run a fake of her own and hit it one direction or the other. And you just never know where it's going to come. But it's going to be coming hard when it comes.
And you mentioned the others who piled up the kills last night, Kaylee, Bailey, and Brianna, and the latter two freshmen, two of three freshmen that have started for you all season long. How do you feel about the way the progress has been going with those youngest ladies on the squad this year?
Well, at the beginning of the year, they were really good. Now they're really, really good. So they fit in well with our juniors and seniors that are also starting. And we start two seniors, a junior, and three freshmen. So if you look at our starting lineup, our whole back row in rotation one is all freshmen, but I guess no matter who they serve to, they're going to hit a freshman. But the freshmen are ready to play. All three of them are ready to go.
And we talked about Hannah, one of 7 seniors on the squad. Do you want to give a shout-out for your upperclassmen?
Yeah, we got some seniors. We got Hannah and Maddie Fredrickson is our setter. Some of the other seniors include Maggie Sturm. She's a back row player for us. Maddie Brunin, who's a middle for us. Taylor Wessels, who plays the left side. Maggie Putins, who's a special server. We call her the Rocket. So whenever we need a couple aces, we stick her in, and she usually gets the job done, gets us a couple ace serves.
Well, you said the progress of your freshman going from a good to really good at season's end has certainly had to help. You're now at 24-9. And what do you have to say about the season in general, getting a share of the Twin Lakes Conference regular season title along with Al Dorelli and South Central Calhoun, and you accomplished that by beating the Titans in the regular season finale. So how do you feel about the way things have gone?
Well, we're pretty good. We're glad to at least get a share of it because Al Dorelli, they're really tough this year. Southern Cal, they're really tough. We played them real strong on our home floor. We usually play pretty good on our home floor. So we beat Southern Cal. We were really pleased with that, which gave us a share. We had to win and beat them, or we wouldn't have had a share of the title. The kids worked hard for this all season, and they're pleased with at least getting the share part of it.
Well, you'll be on the road from here on out in the region semifinals next Tuesday, the 24th, traveling down to second-ranked Carroll Kemper, a team you met up with just over 5 weeks ago in Rockwell City. They won in two sets, so what's it going to take come Tuesday, and what makes Kemper especially strong this year?
Well, they got a lot of big girls, a lot of tall girls that hit hard. They play excellent defense. They block incredibly well, and they run a real fast-paced offense. So we really have to really be on top of things and bring our A-plus game to that one. We will have to, if we can get up on them early, that'd be the best thing to do. But easier said than done. But they're really tough. They hit the ball well, like I said, and they serve tough and pass tough, and they're 6 foot plus in the front row, and we got our work cut out for us.
Well, I know you'll be ready to go come Tuesday. Dave, thanks so much for the time, and congrats on the season you've had so far, and good luck at Kemper next week.
Thank you.
That's East Sac volleyball coach Dave Waggie on Storm Lake Radio.